Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, welcome to the All or Something Living podcast, episode 32. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can make friends as an introvert. So if you're listening to this, I'm going to assume, hello, fellow introvert. And I'm so glad that you're interested in learning how to make friends, because I know you'd like to hole up by yourself most of the time and hide away, but I know that you also understand the value of friendship and connection in your own life, and that's why you're here listening to this episode. So first of all, I'm a friend, and I understand you, and I know how hard it can be for you to open up to other people sometimes, especially when it's so easy to stay bundled up in your comfort zone and to live in your head. As introverts, we live in our heads. We're just always thinking. But we've been given these beautiful bodies so that we can venture out into the world and enjoy the physical human experience that we've been given. So for me, the difficult part that I found about making friends is that most of the time I'd rather be alone. I have so much on my mind. I have so much to do. I just would rather be thinking and creating. So I struggle to build friendships that I'm actually consistently present in, especially if I have more than like five friends at one time in the same city, because I'm good. Like, I'm satisfied with maybe one to two social events per month. And sometimes I even dread like social events or phone calls. And I wish that like people would cancel them half the time. But the good news is that through practice and learning about my energy as an introvert, I've gotten better at that. And I actually do look forward to social interaction, just still not too much, or I will just be drained and depleted. So the reason that the idea of having friendships in my own life became so important to me is because I learned as a health coach how vital it is, how vital friendship and connection and relationships are to my health and my happiness. And even there are studies that show that strong friendship, relationships, and connection can actually lengthen your life. So I just was like, well, shoot, I would like to live maybe a little bit longer. Not only that, but like I'd like to live like feeling like, I don't know, what else are we here for if we're not here for love and connection? So also something that like once I learned to express my feelings instead of bottling them up like I was so used to doing, I learned the value of talking to someone, especially another woman who understands my experience and can relate to what it is that I'm going through. So the common misconception, and I'm sure you know this, and maybe even you think this about yourself, is that introverts are shy. But it's not always the case. We're often just big thinkers who are up in our head. So we may not be shy, but we may come across as socially awkward because it can be really hard for us to pull ourselves up out of our heads and into the present moment. It definitely takes some intention for us to be present. And sometimes, I don't know, like it feels like, this is the best way I can explain it, but like babies, when you pull a binky out of their mouth and they're just like, no, like that's how I feel when I'm pulled out of my head, like when somebody wants me to be present with them. So, but then oftentimes introverts, we are shy as well. And for me, I can be a mixture of both. I can be shy and introverted. But I think that everybody's shy in some situations, whether they're introverts or not. But most of the time, I just find my own company to be more enjoyable than the company of someone else. And this could be because I kind of grew up like very independently. I always was just off like, I don't know, dreaming about something, making up some story. I was like, I spent most of my days as a kid, and this might sound really weird, especially if you're from a city, but maybe if you're not from a country, or maybe if you're from the country, but I used to go out into the desert like all day long, like, because this was before we had phones and technology and stuff, so I would just ride my bike to the desert by my house, which is like a 5 to 10 minute bike ride, bike ride, and I would just spend all day in the desert, like exploring the desert. I swear, like 5 to 10 hours of just me by myself, looking at the caterpillars, catching lizards. Like it was just, I had the best time. I had such a blast. So I just grew up being used to nobody really getting in my way or bothering me, or nobody was there to irritate me. And when I'd go home, I had my two siblings and they would get on my nerves. So I was like, it's nicer to be alone. But that's, I don't know, it's, as an introvert, my energy is very precious because it can be very fleeting. It can go away very easily. So that's why as an introvert, it's very important for me when I do make friendships, it's very important for me to form strong, meaningful connections with people that actually fill my cup more often than not, instead of draining my energy and wanting a shallow type of connection. So I call those people energy vampires, the ones that just constantly want something from you or constantly complain and bring you down. I don't do well in friendships like that, especially for very long, because like my energy is just so low to begin with. And I don't know if every introvert feels that way, but I definitely feel that way. But anyway, in this episode, I'm going to teach you my 5 top tips for making friends as an introvert, especially an adult introvert. So this is, the first tip is like the best advice I've ever gotten, especially for networking events or events where like socializing feels forced. Because like growing up, my sister was always really outgoing and extroverted, and I would just watch her like make a million friends. And so I felt like I kind of had to be the life of the party and the center of attention like her, so that people wouldn't think that I was weird. But that would drain me, and like I don't know, it just wasn't, I didn't know how to do that either. So I heard this advice once that at parties, aim to just find like one person that you connect with. I think I actually got this tip from Selena Sue, I want to say her name is. And this was a long time ago. She writes books and stuff maybe, or she does speaking events. I don't know, but she serves entrepreneurial women and men, I don't know, who are introverts. So business people who are introverts, and she teaches them how to like kind of navigate that world being a business owner and an introvert at the same time. So she said, just find one person that you connect with instead of feeling like you should come away from the event with like 5 new connections or whatever. Just look for one person. And I've actually found this to be true in my own life. Going to parties, like I usually just find one person that I really connect with, and then I just talk to them for the rest of the night, and we usually exchange numbers and they become friends. Sometimes this doesn't happen. Sometimes I'll find 0 friends that I connect with. And that took me a while too to be okay with, to go to parties and just be okay with like, sometimes I just sit back and watch. Sometimes I sit in the corner and just watch everybody. And sometimes people come up to me and they're like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? And I'll just say, no, I'm good. I love people watching. Like, I'm fine. Because a lot of times the extroverts are going to feel like there's something wrong with us as the introverts. Or, you know, I think just people don't want other people to feel left out or bored or whatever. But as we know, as introverts, we are okay with being by ourselves. So be okay with being okay in crowds. My second tip is to make sure that you're making eye contact and you're smiling at people. In other words, appear approachable. So do you have a case of the RBF, resting bitch face? Or maybe you're shy and it is hard for you to make eye contact and smile. Something that I learned from Marie Forleo in her book, Make Every Man Want You, is like when you walk into a room, imagine that there's an invisible string pulling you up. So you're sitting up straight and you're looking at people. And I don't like to just go around smiling at everybody. I like to see who is I like to scan a room and see who appears approachable. And then I'll lock eye contact with that person for a few seconds and kind of wait for that mutual connection. And then usually we like tend to smile at the same time, and that opens the door for interaction. Then some other helpful advice that my fiance gave me is that in crowds, instead of trying, because crowds have always freaked me out. And so I asked him, how do you handle crowds? Like, how do you not get so overwhelmed? Because for me, I always either like had to be drunk in a crowd or just not in a crowd, or I would have a panic attack. And he said that he just takes each face in at one at a time instead of trying to look at everyone all at once. And that'll help you avoid overwhelm, and it drains your energy less quickly. And that advice really helped me. So instead of trying to look at the whole crowd at once, I just scan the faces and take them in one at a time. And that helps a lot too. And also, just like the advice of find that one person that you connect with or don't, you know, it's up to you. But either way, I think that it is helpful for us to allow friendships to form organically and to not force things. I think when we end up forcing things, that's when things don't really go well. So then my third tip is to set the intention to be present in social interactions instead of just living up in your head all the time. So when you show up somewhere, especially in a social situation, be there, even if it's just for a few hours. So don't bury your head in your phone, or don't space out the whole time or think about what you're doing tomorrow, whatever, whatever. Look around, take in the atmosphere, and look at the people that are around you. Notice them. And I know that you love people watching too, so just do a little bit of people watching and don't be nervous. Again, don't force yourself to make connections. And then when you're actually speaking to people, listen instead of analyzing every little thing, every little body movement, you know. And it is helpful to really understand a person by doing that, but try to focus on what they're saying, and instead of formulating like what you're going to say next or being so busy worrying about your own body language, like, do I look awkward? Where are my hands? Because that's what I do all the time. So I'm always just like, oh my gosh, am I standing weird? And so I can't even focus on the conversation. So I've been really practicing focusing the attention on them, thinking about how do I want to make them feel? How can I make this about them and not me? And then I found that having a regular meditation practice helps me to be more present when I want to be. And that's why they call it a meditation practice, because you have some practice in pulling yourself back into the present moment at any time that you want to. So you can practice meditation in the moment, and then outside of your meditation practice, you can bring it into your daily life. And that's what I love so much about meditation. My fourth tip is to show them you're interested, which can be really scary, but they might not think that you're really interested in being friends with them or getting to know them if you don't show interest. And I mean this seriously, like ask them questions, really listen to their responses, and then ask them follow-up questions. I know for me personally, I can get really bored of especially small talk or of talking to somebody, or I can get really drained easily. And so that's actually a tip that really helps me, is that just is for me to just ask questions and listen, because we love to listen. We love to take in new information, but just know the right questions to ask so that you can spend most of the time listening. And then they'll really like you and think that you are interested because are interested in getting to know them better because you were interested in listening to what they have to say. And most people nowadays don't actually listen, so they'll also be really flattered. So if you like the person or you want to hang out later, then let them know. Don't always wait for them to make the first move, because they might not. Why? Because they might not think that you're interested in getting to know them. And my last tip is to find an extrovert and pair up with them. They make great buddies and they're great for balancing you out and for helping push you out of your comfort zone when you need to. So my fiance Jason is highly extroverted and he balances me out really well. So when we were in our first few months of dating, we took a trip to Greece together, and we walked into this because we took this like Greece trip that also was included with like a tour. So there were a lot of events that we went with the same group of people. But one of the first days we showed up to this beach party. And I don't think he really knew at this time of that we were dating that I was an introvert. He just like, and I didn't know how to tell him. Like, I didn't really understand myself as an introvert. And also, I didn't want him to think that I was like a big weirdo. So We walk into this beach party and he goes, "All right, well, let's split up and go make friends," which is like my nightmare as an introvert. I was like, "What? What are you talking about? I have to go off by myself and find people to talk to?" And it was a little scary at first, and it did push me out of my comfort zone, but I swear within 10 minutes, I had sat down next to some British girls and made new friends. And then he went off and he made friends throughout the whole party. And we met up and, you know, hung out. Like, and that's been the nice thing too about being in a relationship with someone who is extroverted instead of introverted, is that because he challenges me to go off and find my own friends, it doesn't feel like it feels like we get to go out and actually like experience meeting other people instead of feeling like we're clinging to each other all the time. I think that's really healthy for a relationship to have too. So, but the only thing about these extra being friends or in a relationship with an extrovert is that you have to be really upfront about your needs. We are a lot more sensitive than the majority of people, so we have to understand our needs and know how to express them in a respectful way before they overwhelm us. So I live with two extroverts and I have to spell it out to them all the time when it is that I'm wanting extra alone time. Or like I get irritated all the time with them and they wonder why and I have to explain it. And it does like sometimes feel really crappy, but at least, you know, I'm being honest and upfront with them about how I feel. Because otherwise they'd be all up in my space all the time and I would feel drained all the time and it would just change the way that I show up in my life. So the All or Something takeaway in this episode is for you to find your own style when it comes to making friends. Only use the tips that I've shared here that resonate with you. Try them on for yourself and see how they feel. And although at times we introverts may not feel like we need friends, we really do because they add so much value to our lives. And I know that you feel that your friends are special to you, the good ones. And that's why we have to really develop strong connections with people that we understand, that understand us. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode and I'd love to hear your biggest takeaway. So tag me in your Instagram stories. You can take a screenshot of this episode to let me know that you're listening, or you can do a few videos describing what the episode's about or what, like I said, what resonated with you, or you can take pictures, whatever you're most comfortable with. Even if you don't want to create an Instagram story, just DM me at Lauren M. Kepler. That's where I am on Instagram. And just let me know what your thoughts are. You can also find me on Facebook at Lauren Kepler. So I can't wait to talk to you next week and we'll discuss how to set up a workout routine that you'll actually stick to. But until then, remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.